Eye of what newt? What species of ravined salt sea shark? It's all very well a potion calling for love in idleness, but which of the 37 common plants called by that name in various parts of the continent was actually meant? The reason that Granny Weatherwax was a better witch than Magrat was that she knew that in witchcraft it didn't matter a damn which one it was, or even if it was a piece of grass. The reason that Magrat was a better doctor than Granny was that she thought it did. The coach slowed to a halt in front of the barricade across the road. The bandit chieftain adjusted his eye patch. He had two good eyes, but people respect uniforms. Then he strolled towards the coach.
"Morning, Jim. What do we get today, then?"
This could be difficult," said the coachman. "There's a handful of wizards, and a dwarf, and an ape."
He rubbed his head and winced.
"Yes, definitely an ape. Not, and I think I should make this clear, any other kind of man-shaped thing with hair on."
"You're right, Jim. I've had this lot ever since Aunt Morpork. Don't talk to me about dried frog pills."
The bandit chief raised his eyebrows.
"All right, I won't."
He knocked on the coach door. The window slid down.
"I wouldn't like you to think of this as a robbery," he said. "I'd like you to think of it more as a colourful anecdote you might enjoy telling your grandchildren about."
A voice from within said, "That's him! He stole my horse!" A wizard's staff poked out. The chieftain saw the knob on the end.
"Now then," he said pleasantly, "I know the rules. Wizards aren't allowed to use magic against civilians except in genuine, life-threatening situations."
There was a burst of octarine light.
"Actually, it's not a rule," said Ridcully. "It's more a guideline."
He turned to Ponder Stibbons. "Interest in use of Stacklady's morphic resonator here, I hope you noticed." Ponder looked down. The chieftain had been turned into a pumpkin, although in accordance with the rules of universal humour, he still had his hat on.
"And now," said Ridcully, "I'd be obliged if all you fellas hiding behind the rocks and things would just step out where I can see you. Very good. Mr. Stibbons, you and the librarian just pass around with the hat, please."
"But this is a robbery," said the coachman, "and you've turned him into a fruit."
"A vegetable," said Ridcully. "Anyway, it'll wear off in a couple of hours."
"And I'm owed the horse," said Casanunda.
The bandits paid up, reluctantly handing over money to Ponder, and reluctantly but very quickly handing over money to the librarian.
"There's almost $300, sir," said Ponder.
"And a horse, remember? In fact, there were two horses. I'd forgotten about the other horse until now."
"Capital. We're in pocket on the trip. So if these gentlemen would just remove the roadblock, we'll be on our way."
"In fact, there was a third horse I've just remembered about." "This isn't what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be robbed," shouted the coachman.
Ridcully pushed him off the board. "We're on holiday," he said. The coach rattled away. There was a distant cry of, "And four horses, don't forget," before it rounded a bend. The pumpkin developed a mouth.
"Have they gone?" "Yes, boss. Roll me into the shade, will you? And no one see anything about this ever again. Has anyone got any dried frog pills?"
Verence the Second respected witches. They'd put him on the throne. He was pretty certain of that, although he couldn't quite work out how it had happened. And he was in awe of Granny Weatherwax. He followed her meekly towards the dungeons, hurrying to keep up with her long stride.
What's happening, Mistress Weatherwax?"
"Got something to show you."
"You mentioned elves."
"That's right."
"I thought they were a fairy story."
"Well?"
"I mean, you know, an old wives' tale."
"So?"
Granny Weatherwax seemed to generate a gyroscopic field. If you started out off balance, she saw to it that you remained there. He tried again.
"Don't exist, is what I'm trying to say."
Granny reached a dungeon door. It was mainly age-blackened oak, but with a large barred grill occupying some of the top half.
"In there."
Verence peered inside.
"Good grief."
"I got Sean to unlock it. I don't reckon anyone else saw us come in. Don't tell anyone. If the dwarfs and the trolls find out, they'll tear the walls apart to get him out."
"Why? To kill him?"
"Of course. They've got better memories than humans."
"Well, what am I supposed to do with it?"
"Just keep it locked up. How should I know?"